Now suppose now we come back to this question, this subject, this problem, if you like, of nirvana. It may seem as though we've rather strayed away from it. But one very often finds that if one tries to go too directly to a subject, one misses it. One has to prepare the ground. One has, rather like a plane before it lands, one has to go, as it were, round and round before one can really come down on the subject. Now you know from your reading of books and listening to lectures that it's possible to describe nirvana in various ways. For instance, it's possible to describe nirvana as the supreme bliss, the supreme happiness. The Dhammapada, for instance, does this. One of the verses in the Dhammapada says, Nibbanam paramang sukham. Nirvana is the supreme bliss, the supreme happiness, the supreme joy. Now suppose you yourself feel unhappy. Supposing you are going through a rather difficult period. There have been lots of upheavals, lots of upsets, and you're feeling rather low, rather miserable. So, in that state, in that condition, you read a book or you hear a lecture, in the course of which it is stated, nirvana is the supreme happiness. Nirvana is the supreme bliss. So what's your reaction? You think, good, that's just what I want. Bliss, happiness. So you decide to make nirvana your goal. Now this, one may say, is the height of unawareness. Nothing to do with Buddhism at all. One is just latched onto nirvana, labelled as the supreme bliss, because it happens to fit in with one's subjective needs and feelings at that particular time. But this is what is happening constantly. We try to use, as it were, nirvana in a quite unaware, unconscious, almost automatic way for the solution, for the settlement, for the resolution of problems which can be resolved only through awareness. What we should do, or what such a person should do, is to begin by accepting his unhappiness. At least face up to the fact, well, I'm unhappy. Even I'm miserable. I'm absolutely miserable. In other words, accept oneself as an unhappy self to begin. Don't try to cover it up. Don't try to put on that beautiful smile and to make everybody think that, well, you're just on the top of the world, as it were. Well, be cheerful with other people, certainly. Don't get them down with your gloom and sorrow. But at least don't disguise the facts from oneself. Accept the fact that one is unhappy, that one is an unhappy self. So study this unhappy self. One can even say live with it side by side. Don't try to shove it away. Don't try to get rid of it. Live with it. And ask oneself, try to see deeply, what is it that makes one unhappy? What's the cause? What's the source of the misery? Don't clutch it away out of it. Don't try to put a goal of non-misery, of happiness, not even in the form of nirvana. Don't try to postulate that too quickly or too unconsciously. Just try to see more and more clearly, more and more distinctly, what it is in oneself which is upsetting one, which is making one miserable, and which is making one unhappy. Now, if one can do this, if one can see this more and more deeply, more and more clearly, then one can say there's some possibility that gradually, eventually, nirvana will be attained. But certainly not by using the idea of nirvana as the supreme bliss or in any other form as an escape from unhappiness without being aware of what the cause of the unhappiness is. It's the awareness, it's the self-knowledge, which is the important thing, the all-important thing. Perhaps at this stage one can indulge in a little paradox. One can perhaps say that the goal of Buddhism consists in being completely and totally aware at all levels of why we want to reach a goal. Or we can say of our, in awareness of our need to reach a goal. We can also say, going a little further, that nirvana consists really in the complete awareness of why we want to reach nirvana. If you understand fully and completely why you want to reach nirvana, then you've reached nirvana. You can even go further than this. We can even say that the unaware person is in need of a goal. But on account of his unawareness, he is unable to formulate a goal, a true goal. An aware person, on the other hand, on account of his awareness, is able to formulate a goal, but he doesn't need it. That's really the position.